Blog Talk Radio. bless you. We thank God for you tonight. This is Pastor Kim from Vision of Hope Ministries in Charlotte, North Carolina. We're located at 5105 Reagan Drive, Suite 105. And our services are Sundays beginning at 10 a.m. We also have Sunday school at 9:30. And then we have our Wednesday night Bible study, which is online or either by phone. So we thank God once again for his goodness and for you chiming in on tonight. And we're just going to open up with prayer. I love the word of God. I love to pray. The Bible says the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, or of a righteous man availeth much. So we thank God. We're going to pray tonight. Father, we do thank you once again for your love, for your mercy, your kindness, and your grace. We thank you for how you watch over us. We thank you for how you keep us. We thank you for how you bless us, Lord. We don't take any of the daily blessings that you bestow on us. We don't take those for granted, Lord. Hallelujah. We don't want to take those for granted, God. We just thank you for them. Thank you for the activity of our limbs. Thank you for being able to open our eyes and we can see. Thank you that we can walk. Thank you, Lord, that we can talk. God, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise because you're worthy to be praised, Lord. We thank you for how you watch over us each and every day. Watch over our families, God. Some people think it's the alarm clock that woke them up. But, Lord, we know that it was you who woke us up, God. We thank you, Lord, how you're even giving our loved ones time to come in, God, for you have not yet returned. And we thank you for that, Lord, that you're giving people time to come in, God. And we pray that they will come in. We call souls in even now from the north, the west, the east, and the south, that they will be transformed before it's too late, Father God. Lord, we ask you to bless those who may be sick and shut in. We ask you to bless our own mother Lily, God. Cover her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. We speak health. We speak healing in her life, God. We come against those things, the bacteria, the cold, which is trying to work against her and slow her down. We come against it even now in the name of Jesus. And we speak of a ray of fresh air over her life, a fresh anointing over her life, a newness, God, a wholeness, God, both physically and spiritually in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to bless Brother Jimmy, God, as he continues to stretch out to do your will and to do your work, God. Cover him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Give him continued favor on the job, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask you to bless Lachelle, God, as she's up there in school, God. God, comfort her wherever she may be feeling weak. Build her up wherever she's torn down. Strengthen her on this evening, God. Give her the will and the desire to finish the task, God, to finish strong, not to just finish, but to finish strong, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to bless those represented in the families, God, who may be sick and shut in, those who have may experience the loss, Father. We ask you to touch them. We ask you to touch our own sister, Verdell. Lord, continue to cover her. Continue to shield her. Bless her family, her sons, God. Bless them in the name of Jesus. We speak healing over her life and her son's life, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to just keep working on us, God. Keep helping us to become and to do what you would have us to do. Reveal even the more, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give somebody a hunger and a thirst for you even the more, Father. We're going to be so careful to give your name all the praise and the glory. We bind the works of the enemy on every hand. In the name of Jesus, we come against him because we know he has no power. In the name of Jesus. And we cry victory in our lives, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. I hope you feel better because I do. Prayer changes things. Hallelujah. If you just get into a prayer, hallelujah, and that intercessory prayer, God will just have people come to your mind. You call it as you see it. You ask God to bless them, and you just keep going. Hallelujah. But people have people praying for them sometimes, and they don't even know it. I heard the songwriter say, somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad they prayed. Took the time to pray. I'm so glad they prayed for me. Hallelujah. Coming up in my grandfather's church, those mothers would lay out on the altar. Hallelujah. And they would really pray. They would do what we don't even know what that word is now. They would tarry at the altar, tarrying for the Holy Ghost, interceding for people, calling out people, asking God to bless, heal, and deliver, and God would come through. Hallelujah. And that's what we want to do. We want to continue to pray for people and ask God to continue to bless them. Listen, I might have to change this into an hour of prayer and then Bible study. I don't know what God is going to do. You know, I get excited. So we're just going to continue. We're going to start out with prayer and see where God takes us. I'm so glad that you're on the line this evening. We're going to be talking about a couple of things, and then I'm going to just let you go ahead on and finish out your evening. Hallelujah. But we thank God, truly we do, for his goodness. He is worthy to be praised. I'm coming to you from the book of Corinthians, the 15th chapter, 1 Corinthians 15th chapter. And I'm not going to be before you long. I'm asking God to bless. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Again, that's the First Corinthians 15th chapter. You know, the Bible talks to us about when we're weak. The scripture says, let the weak say that I'm strong. Let the poor say that I'm rich. You know, we should never say we're poor, because the Bible said, let the poor say they're rich. That means that the facts are that you don't have any money or that you're poor, but God said, let the poor say I'm rich. Let the weak say that I'm strong. He wants you to make a positive confession. Hallelujah. Because he's the God who calls those things which be not as though they were. I like that scripture. I might preach about that Sunday. We have to remind ourselves. God just doesn't call it as it is, or as it should be, or as it's supposed to be, or as it's hoped to be. The scripture says he calls those things which be not as though they've already happened, as though they were. Hallelujah. So we thank God for finances tonight. We thank God for healing. We thank God for fresh anointing tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God that even though we may appear to be weak, we are strong. Hallelujah. We thank God that even though we may appear to be poor, we are rich. Hallelujah. We thank God. Listen, we're either going to believe his word or we're not. And Lord knows, I trust and lean on his word more than anybody else's word, because man can and will let you down. Sometimes they don't mean to. I was in a meeting today about somebody not fulfilling a commitment, and the girl was about in tears. She didn't mean to, but she just couldn't do it. She said she just couldn't do it. So man will let you down, but the Lord will never let us down. Hallelujah. He may not come, as they say, when we want him to come, but God knows he's going to show up, and he's going to show out. We thank God for his word. I just want to remind you of some things. You know, the Lord just shed a little bit of light on this scripture tonight, 1 Corinthians 15th chapter, and it's talking about the resurrection of the dead, but I'm looking at it just in a little, I'm looking at it, of course, in a literal sense, but I just want to share with you the revelation, some of what God is showing me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Verse 12. And let's see. Let me see. Where am I going? I'm just going to talk a little bit about this, and then I'm going to jump down to another verse. Let's see. But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is our faith. More than that, when we are then found to be false witnesses about God, For we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead, but he did not raise him, if in fact the dead are not raised. So they're having a conversation in the Corinthian church about whether or not the dead are really being raised. And he said, look, if you don't believe that the dead is being raised, then you don't believe that Christ was raised from the dead. And we wasted our time. For if the dead, verse 16, are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sin. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. So he's letting them know, look, if you don't believe in the resurrection, it's a wrap for you, because the resurrection began with Jesus Christ. So let's jump down. Let me just clear that up. Verse 20, but Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. Okay, so that's explaining. He goes on to explain when Adam died and so forth and so on. So when you get a chance, read that, because that's not my topic tonight. So I don't want to spend a lot of time on that. Go down to verse 35. Hallelujah. But someone will ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body will they come? How foolish. What you sow, this is the part I want to get to. What you sow does not come to life, hallelujah, unless it dies. Did y'all hear that? What you sow in the ground does not come to life unless it dies. That is so profound, spiritually, naturally. It is just a profound word. When you put a seed in the ground, it's not until that seed dissolves and takes on roots, and those roots take on stems and branches and so forth and so on. My grandmother used to put, she used to do two things. She used to put onions in the jar with the little toothpicks on the side and watch them grow. They didn't smell so good, but they were pretty. And then she used to do the sweet potatoes. They make some pretty plants, and there was a landing at the top of the steps, and it was a window there, and she would set those plants in the window, and you could see them start taking on branches, start taking on the leaves and the roots. And one day you'd look at it, and that onion and that sweet potato was just about completely dissolved. Hallelujah. So he's letting us know what you sow does not come to life unless it dies. Now listen to this, verse 37. When you sow, you do not plant the body that will be, but just the seed, perhaps of wheat or something else. But God gives it a body as he has determined, and to each kind of seed he gives its own body. Glory be to God. So when we sow, what is put in the ground, what comes out is different from what is put in. Are you listening to me? And then another scripture says, we shall sow in tears. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But we shall reap in joy. So that means when we sow in tears, we're putting those tears into the ground spiritually. We're crying out to the Lord. We're crying out for what we're going through, the pain we feel, the disappointment, the setback, the upset. But glory be to God, it's going to come a time when those tears, those seeds of sorrows and disappointment, those seeds of pain will go in the ground. They will dissolve and they will come back joyous, because he said, what you sow in tears, you will reap in joy. I hope you're listening to me. I'm telling you, I got a hold of that thing today, and it just blessed me. It blessed me because we can see in the natural how that transformation takes place. Well, we need to see it in the spiritual too. Let's keep reading. But God, I'm going to back up to verse 37. When you sow, you do not plant the body that will be, but just the seed, perhaps of wheat or of something else. But God gives it a body as he has determined. And to each kind of seed, he gives its own body. How many of you know you're going to reap what you sow? So when you sow, listen to this. When you sow, God gives it its own body. My Lord have mercy. Jesus, when you sow, God gives what you sow its own body. Help us today, Holy Ghost. Not all flesh is the same. People have one kind of flesh. This is the word of God. Animals have another, birds another, and fish another. So not everybody is going to reap the same type of thing. Are you listening to me? Not everybody's going to reap. My. There are also heavenly bodies, verse 40, and there are earthly bodies. But the splendor of the heavenly bodies is one kind, and the splendor of the earthly bodies is another. The sun has one kind of splendor, the moon another, and the stars another. And stars differ from star to star in splendor. Boy, oh boy, my Lord, God wants uniqueness out of all of us. He wants uniqueness out of all of us. So when you sow, you're going to reap. You know, sometimes people say, we hear favor ain't fair. God blessed this one and didn't bless that one. Well, guess what? Maybe you sowed a different kind of seed. You are reaping according to what he wants you to reap and how he wants you to reap based on what you sow. My goodness. I'm excited. That's why I'm going so fast, but I'm excited. I am excited. Verse 42. So will it be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown imperishable, that is sown is perishable. It is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. Hallelujah. It is raised in power. Are y'all hearing that word tonight? It's sown in weakness, but it's going to be raised in power. When God brings you up, brings you out, whether it be now or whether it be in the resurrection, it's going to be power either way, from glory to glory and from strength to strength. It is sown a natural body, and it is raised a spiritual body. Do y'all hear that? Once this flesh, and the scripture says, we die daily and grow in grace. Well, you know, we're not dying literally. Our flesh is dying daily. Our will, flesh meaning our will, our desires, you know, the things we have conflict with, the things we struggle with, they're dying daily, and we're growing more spiritually and spiritually stronger. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. So it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, a life-giving spirit. Hallelujah. Christ was that second Adam. The spiritual did not come first, but the natural, and after that, the spiritual. Well, that goes for us. We were in our sinful nature, and then we came into the knowledge of Christ and became spiritual. The first man was of the dust of the earth. The second man is of heaven. As was the earthly man, so are those who are of the earth, and as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are of heaven. And just as we have borne the image of the earthly man, so shall we bear the image of the heavenly man. Oh, my goodness, that is a word right there in and of itself. I'm going to jump down to verse 58, which says, therefore, he's concluding, therefore, my brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Oh, Jesus, because, you know, when you put that plant in the ground, you can't move that plant. That plant won't grow if it's moved. You put that plant in the ground and it stays there. You got to water it. You got to nurture it. Got to make sure it gets some sunlight. But you can't pick it up and pull it out and put it somewhere else. Help us today, Holy Ghost. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Oh, if I was in church, I'd say, how many people know the labor of the Lord is not in vain? Only what you do for Christ will last, and there's nothing that you will do for him that he does not take into account, that he does not see, he does not consider. And it's not always an outward thing. Hallelujah. It's not a, sometimes it's going through with the faith and the hope and the trust like Job did. You know, Lord, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. You have to trust God and know that your labor of love, your labor of trust, your labor of doing is not in vain. I hope that you are being blessed by this. I hope that you're getting the revelational knowledge that what we go through is sometimes just the seed, but the manifestation of that seed is going to be pure joy, pure victory, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus. And it's going to be spiritual and it's going to be imperishable. Nobody can take it away. Nobody can kill it. Nobody can do anything to it because it comes from the Spirit. I thank God for his word tonight. I hope and pray that you are blessed. I hope that you are empowered. I hope that you know that all that you go through is not in vain. Your labor is not in vain. God is continually blessing. He's continually turning seeds into harvest in your life. And we thank God for those seeds. Glory be to God. Coming to harvest in your life. We ask for the full manifestation of the seeds to be turned into harvest. And we're going to be so careful to give him all the glory. Somebody's going to look at you one day and not realize the residue of what you've been through is not even going to be visible. Hallelujah. And they're going to, their mind, when you begin to give that testimony and that cry of victory, somebody's mouth is going to say, oh my God, I wouldn't have never known. Oh yes. Oh yes. I've had it happen to me. But we thank and we praise God because I know for one thing, for God I live and for God I die. And the conclusion of the matter is, what can we say? Hallelujah. What can separate us from the love of Christ? Nothing. Nothing can separate us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I hope that you are blessed. Hallelujah. And I hope that you continue to be blessed by his word, by his power, by the things that he does for you, and most of all, by you latching on to his word, taking it and holding on to it and saying, God, this is your word. This is what you said. This is what you said concerning me. And watch and see if you don't get victory. I pray that your life will continue to be blessed and continue to be purposeful and continue to be victorious in Jesus' name, we pray. I'm going to let you go at this time. We've got a few callers on the line. If anybody has anything to say, you can press 1. We've got about 2 minutes left. Hallelujah. If not, we're going to continue to give God the praise. Invite somebody to call in or to go online. Invite someone to call in or to go online to listen on Wednesday nights at 6:30 to our weekly Bible study from Vision of Hope Ministries. This is Pastor Kim Parsons wishing you all the blessings of God in Jesus' name. Amen.